Imagine attempting to grow a high-value crop in the middle of one of America's largest cities. That's exactly what happens here. The story of Farms Among Freeways is this edition of the American Countryside. When most U.S. farmers are winding down their growing season, Florida's strawberry growers are just getting started.
The soil is typically tilled and prepared in September, so we're fighting the late hurricane season. Then they plant, the transplants are bare-rooted and transplanted here in October, hand-done, plant by plant. Generally, it's about Thanksgiving or so before they start harvest.
Ted Campbell is the executive director of the Florida Strawberry Growers Association. Plants will continue to produce fruit into March and April. In some cases, strawberry harvest appears to take place among suburban homes.
We have urban encroachment, the proximity to Tampa. Hillsborough County, people think of the big city of Tampa, not as an agricultural hub, and we've got a $350 million crop of strawberries right here. We're 40% of the agricultural income of one of the biggest ag counties in Florida, and it grows on 4% of the land. So we're a high-density, high-value crop interspersed among homes.
Weather, labor, and water are all challenges for strawberry growers. However, with so many residents in the county that have built homes around these fields over the past century, strawberry growers have a new challenge.
I think the disconnect between urban residents and farm production is getting wider every year, that people in metropolitan America don't understand where food comes from. We do a lot of outreach to children, trying to educate third graders, particularly in this area, about all agricultural development in the state.
Strawberry producers are doing a good job, though, of engaging the public, and despite the challenges, the crop continues to turn a profit for these century-old farms. More next time as we travel the countryside in Plant City, Florida. I'm Andrew McCrae.